flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee Steinberg now here joining us, settling on in. Thank you so much, sir. How you doing?
We're getting Lee all set up now. And Lee, I know last time you were on with us, this was, I think, just a couple weeks back we had talked about it. But for people that don't know your story about getting into the agent business, when you got in, there weren't a lot of guys out there doing this. And so you were sort of the forerunner of that. What you wanted to call now today, super agent out there. And so, no, you helped with that moniker. And so, man, it's great to have you on.
So in 1975, there was no right of representation. A team could just hang up the phone and say, we don't deal with agents. So I began with Steve Bartkowski, who was the first pick in the first round of the 1975 draft.
By Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta,
right?
Falcons. And we got the largest rookie contract in NFL history. And just remember those days. No cell phones, no computers.
Okay. You're just writing everything down, typing it up.
It was like you got a roll of quarters to get to a pay phone, right, when you're out. Typewriters and no and answering machines. That was about it. And so I sat at the card table in my parents' game room, and that was my big office. But obviously, things evolved.
It certainly evolved from that, haven't it, Lee?
Well, at that point, let's take that year. The two teams that came into the NFL were Seattle and Tampa Bay. They had a purchase price of, wait for it, $16.5 million. And each team got, as it shared, a national TV contract, $2 million. Now this year it's $300. This year that $16 million team is Jerry Jones' Dallas Cowboys at $10 billion.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it be.
Not no M in it anymore, right, Lee?
No, as a matter of fact, if you're not a billionaire, then you better not try to buy a team.
One of the vivid memories I have, you came on with us January of 2017 with Bobby and I on a Monday night show, and we were talking about Pat Mahomes. And at that time, I didn't hear the buzz that Mahomes was going to be a first-round pick.
Second or third round.
He was going to be a second. And so the legendary Lee Steinberg comes on and says, I guarantee you he's going to be a top 15 pick in the draft. And Bobby's like, Mike, you think he's right? I said, hey, listen, you always taught me, Hebert, quarterbacks trump everything. It potentially could be that way. And then we started to get the buzz at draft time that Sean Payton and the Saints were going to pick him, I think, at 12, the 12th spot. And Sean was telling everybody, so to speak. And then all of a sudden, Andy Reid and the Chiefs make that move up one pick ahead.
I had Patrick prepared for the fact he could be a Saint. He could be Houston. They all were in that same real area.
Because they picked Deshaun Watson later.
Right. He could have been there. But it ended up Kansas City with great ownership, great front office, terrific coach, and he didn't have to play right away. So he got to sit behind Alex Smith. And that, people always ask, well, did you think he'd be this good? Yes. Did I think it would happen this fast? No. And so it was sort of tremendous. But, you know, here we are, and it's so difficult to make a Super Bowl. It's just so many things that can go wrong. There's so many injuries. There's so many. And
to think, Lee, he's got a shot to do something no one has ever done. Three Super Bowls
in a row.
The only thing I think of is close to it is when Buffalo went to the four Super Bowls.
But never won, right?
No, but they were among the best two. Yeah. So speaking of Sean Payton, we're giving him a humanitarian award at our party at the Jazz Museum on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
For things he did off the field, a lot of which was New Orleans, for trying to set that up.
And you also heavily involved in player care. And so talk a little bit about that to everybody, because that's something, you know, people, I just want to watch them play. But, you know, that's some after effects. We're sitting here with Deuce McAllister. I know Deuce has went through that during his career.
So the last time I was in Mississippi was to recruit Deuce McAllister.
Oh, we spent some time together. Yeah, we spent some time
Come
together.
Come on, Deuce, you here.
I was so successful.
Lee, I got to know you really, really well. And, I mean, just to congratulations on the career that you've had, right, and some of the things that you're continuing to do. You know, we are friends on a couple platforms, and I see that, you know, not only your deal that you're doing for Sean, there was another, I think it was a young lady that you guys honored just a couple of weeks ago for her work in her field as well. And so you're giving back tremendously.
So the you asked about the Concussion Foundation. I set that up because I couldn't stand the concept that players would go down the road to three or more concussions and then have a proclivity towards Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, premature senility, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, and depression. And and now we have some breakthrough in the area. So this foundation will raise money, first of all, to help at-risk, underserved communities that have brain problems and give them the treatment that they deserve. And second of all, it will fund research in the field. Now, there's two breakthroughs that have happened in brain health. One is called neurofeedback. And neurofeedback can, through the concept of neuroplasticity, can heal a concussed brain. And that never happened before. Second of all, there's something called RTMS, which is magnets against the head. And that's been shown, again, the thought always was you just got hurt and then you went downhill. No, now we've got some methodology, so it's to get that information out so we can make a difference. And I thought when you talked about the woman we honored, Sandra Douglas Morgan, will honor on Saturday. She's the first black female to ever be a team president.
So, for the Raiders.
Yeah. So that's a breakthrough we're recognizing.
Tell us on the last question, what is Patrick Mahomes like gearing up for this type of game like this? He's been through it before, but that's some inward pressure that you feel to perform, but you've been around him enough about his demeanor in right before a big game like this.
A combination of being calm, okay, and in the moment, and then having fiery energy. So it's there's two sides, but when he gets in there, it's all calm. His vision of the field is different than other people's. I mean, he can sense where the defensive guy is in relation to him. He can see that or feel that. He's got a point of view. He sees more than an ordinary player does.
Lee, thank you so much for the time. I have a great one in New Orleans, and I'm sure your party is probably going to be a blast at the Jazz Hall on Saturday night, right?
Saturday day. We do a daytime party. It's a little quieter. It's a little less loud.
A little quieter, he says.
A little less boozy. A little all this.
It's always boozy here. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
The worst time I ever had one night here was I'm out with a bunch of friends, Super Bowl's coming, and we get up from the table and we walk outside. It's light. We've been drinking all night. It's light. And, oh, my God, that'll wake you up.
Awesome stuff. Lee Steinberg, appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lee. Appreciate it.